AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The air travel delays continue today.
Heavy rainfall across portions of Georgia, South Carolina, now expanding up into North Carolina.
With Tropical Storm Debbie disrupting airports in the south and spawning severe storms that had the New York area grounded for a time last night. FlightAware.com says more than 130 flights are canceled today. The storm is still hovering off the South Carolina coast. Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Debbie's not going to move more than about 40 or 50 miles, still be sitting here off the South Carolina coast, and then start to move more slowly northward as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday.
In Savannah, Georgia, residents are grappling with flooding.
Water started pouring inside the house, and furnaces stopped flowing.
Debbie could make a second landfall tonight around Charleston, South Carolina. An execution scheduled today in Texas, a man described as intellectually disabled, was sentenced to death for trying to rape a woman in 1997 and strangling her with a shoelace on a jogging trail. Arthur Lee Burton confessed to the crime. A Pakistani national is in custody in connection with an alleged plot to carry out political assassinations on U.S. soil. Our Norman Hall reports.
Thief Merchant allegedly traveled to New York in April for the purpose of hiring hitmen, even paying a $5,000 advance to the would-be assassins, who are actually undercover law enforcement officers.
The Kamala Harris-Tim Walz ticket kicks off campaigning in the Midwest today. Vice President Kamala Harris says the stakes are high.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum.
Republican GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is campaigning in Michigan, where the Harris-Walz team will be as well. Residents in Kern County, California, report feeling the earth shake. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake struck. This is AP News. A change in the next trial date for Donald Trump in the New York hush money case.
The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case delayed the date for a ruling on presidential immunity. The immunity decision was due September 6th. Judge Juan Marchon scheduled sentencing for September 18th. The judge now delayed the immunity ruling to 2 days before the sentencing on the 16th. A jury found Trump guilty in May of falsifying business records to conceal a deal to pay off porn actor Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Trump denies Daniels' claims, maintains he did nothing wrong. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sea turtle strandings have ticked up at an alarming rate in New England, but the reptiles could be getting a lifeline from Congress, which is looking to authorize $33 million in federal grant money. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.